Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Like Mother, Like Daughter podcast. I am Jamie, the mother.
And I am Lauren, the daughter. Welcome back, everyone. We are so excited to be here, as always.
We sure are, and we're going to start with some of the recap of last week with our lights. So I'm going to just pull mine up because I just put it in, you know, my memory is so good that I can't even remember. We did this a few minutes ago. Okay. Jamie's low light of this past week is trying to get through life with this blemish on my cheek, guys. Adult acne. It's a real thing.
Big yikes.
You think that like you're 50, 51 and like you would still get pimples? Yeah, you still do. And it's really annoying.
True. But like, I feel like after you reach a certain age, like it's different. Like you don't get like, you don't get like a cluster of like pimples.
This is
it's
true.
Just like
but
one.
This is true. But in the age of Zoom and like all of these like video calls to look at yourself and try to maneuver. So like you're covering, you know, so that you're
right.
Sitting so people don't see it. Guys, I'm putting my like hands on my face. At least when we were wearing the mask, you know, throwback to like last week. you could cover it up and nobody would have seen that I had this great pimple on my cheek, but anyway, it's
okay,
going away.
The thing is like nobody else notices that stuff except for you. So like if like I feel like you shouldn't be covering it up like for somebody else. Like it should be more for yourself. So like I get it. Like for me, the worst part of the Zoom is like looking at yourself, not like looking at the other people. So I feel like other people feel the same way. Like they're not looking at your flaws. They're looking at their own flaws on the Zoom screen.
Could be, but it's, you know, it's still not fun. Okay. What's your low? I mean, I guess the world is pretty good if that's my low.
I would tend to agree. And I feel like I have a similar kind of vibe going this week. So the first low that's just kind of like a side low is that my back has been kind of bothering me like the last week on and off, and that's been no fun. And I'm not really sure why. So that's the first low. And then the low that I'm really going to say, well, so my whole lights are all connected together because they're all related to this past weekend, which was very exciting. I got to staff a USY teen and middle school convention up at Camp Shy this past weekend. And it was a lot of fun. And I actually ended up having a lot more fun maybe than I like would have anticipated, which is always a bonus. And I would say that the only like low part of my weekend, I mean, besides some of the like dealing with some of the kids and their like issues, whatever that may be, which is not worth or not appropriate to share anyways, but it was kind of intertwined, but was just like an overall lack of sleep and exhaustion and just like physical discomfort over these weekends that really happened. So like just a little throwback, but when I was in BBYO in high school, like this really took me back to like how those conventions felt. And they were like so fun, but by the end of the weekend, you just feel like physically like disgusting, like not even just like what you, it's not even all like just what you eat. I mean, that's part of it, but it's also like you're not really moving a lot. You're sitting, you don't like, maybe you shower like once, and like at least the place I was, like at least at the BBYO conventions, you're in a hotel. Like this, I was in like an old like hotel, I don't know, what would you call it? An old like lodge kind of place, and like
it's a retreat center actually.
Yeah, but it's it needs a little updating in my opinion. But like it was just a gross showers, you don't get a lot of sleep, it's a lot of like it's long days, and just like overall like you feel like gross in like the clothes that you are in, and you also like rewear a lot of the same stuff because you don't like pack good. And it's just like overall like everything else makes up for these weekends, but it's like you just feel gross in your body, and like the next like few days is just always like nice to have like a little like detox of the mind, body, and soul.
Ooh, mind, body, and soul.
So
detox.
It was good. I got like 12 hours of sleep the following day, which was much needed. But yeah, I stayed up till like 3:30 one of the nights, and then we woke up at like 8.
Pain.
Right. Which is, you guys, if you guys know me, like that could go in like the top 5 latest nights I've ever stayed up.
Yeah, you said that. You were like, Mom, I think this was the latest night I ever stayed up.
I mean, one of them for sure. Like I can't, I mean, maybe I've stayed up to like 4 or 5 o'clock, like once in my life, but never beyond.
The girl needs her sleep, people.
She does.
Truth.
But I honestly like wasn't, I don't feel like I was that crabby. Like I feel like I could have been worse.
No, you didn't seem it. It's
and like, I don't know, usually like you hit like a wall and you like crash and you kind of like fade throughout the weekend, which didn't really happen to me. It happened when I got home, like I just went to bed, but I feel like that's good. And we got to do it all over again in a month and then a few weeks after that. So,
yeah, it's awesome. Crazy. You're going to be like a pro at the overnighters.
I know, the teeny boppers.
Love it. Okay, my medium was, I just actually switched it because I thought about this. So, last summer in camp, we have this tradition during our Maccabi Color Wars games that each color has a like piggy bank and they try to bring in the most quarters and that gives them more points for their team. And one of the most exciting things was that we collected over $675 or something in quarters, which is a boatload of quarters. And
boatload.
I've been waiting and waiting for like the perfect thing to use that money towards. We've done in the past, we donated to a food pantry. We've bought gifts for the holidays 1 year. And this year I was waiting and waiting. And I was just like, you know what? I came across this that they were collecting donations for the people of Ukraine to give them in their, you know, time of need, real need in that country. And so we took the coins, we cashed it in for dollars, like $600 we took and went to Costco and bought all different supplies and brought it to the JCC on Monday. And it felt so good to be helping to make a difference in the world around us in honor of our camp families and campers and to support many of the families who have relatives and friends that live in the Ukraine and some of them who were from some of the cities that are now turned to rubble. So it's pretty awesome to make a difference in the world around us and to do it in a positive way. So I'm very proud of that fact and so excited.
Awesome. That's amazing. Sorry, I had to take a quick sip of water. But yeah, I feel so proud to like be a part of that experience, even though I wasn't like a part of the purchasing. I feel proud that like I helped camp contribute to that. And I feel like a lot of people would also really appreciate that you did that.
Yeah, so, and I was excited to share it on the social media and took a picture of like the money because I found the picture of the coins that we had taken and then like followed up with like a picture of all the supplies. It's unbelievable how like quickly you can, you know, just rack in and spend 600 and something dollars. Like it's pretty unbelievable.
It is weird.
So it goes fast. Yeah, it was like Band-Aids and bacitracin and Neosporin and Tylenol and you know, latex gloves and all different sizes and whatnot. Amazing. So
well, I know like, that was it was a great mitzvah.
It really was. That means it was a good deed and a service project.
Amazing.
That will help people and that makes me feel really good about who we are and what we do. Okay, your medium, you did.
My medium light was just, I don't know, I guess I'm kind of combining my medium and high because I don't really like know how to separate them.
It's called a helium.
Yeah, it sounds like helium. But yeah, this weekend was just a lot of fun. So yeah, I'll just like say my medium and high in one and then you can go back to your high.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just a lot of fun. It was just like a good experience to go away for a weekend. I got to go back to Camp Shy, which was really cool because I hadn't been there since I was a camper in 2013. Before I was bat mitzvahed, I had braces before like most pivotal moments before high school, just like most pivotal moments in life, you know, it's just weird. And it like felt like I never, not like I felt like I never left. That's a stretch, but like,
no, I mean, time had passed.
No time. Yeah. Like it would be different. I think next time I go, it would be like a little bit better because there was so much ice and like snow and like, it was just rainy and gross.
You've
weather.
Never been them that been there then. Like with
true. That was cool. But like, I think like I'll get a even more like nostalgic vibe when I could like see it in full. So I'm looking forward to that. And then, yeah, it was just really nice. I spent a lot of quality time with some of my close friends that were also staffing the trip.
And you just, really got to know a new roommate.
Right, I was gonna say that was my next thing. You jumped it up from me. Yeah, I roomed with this girl that I didn't know beforehand, and like that's always kind of like nerve wracking. No matter how old you get, like just like, you know, being forced to kind of just like live with the person that you've never met before, and like you're not sure you're gonna get along, and or like whatever. And I like loved her. She was so funny. Like we just had like so much to like laugh about and talk about. And like overall, like it's so fun to be on the other side of these trips because you're just like laughing and like talking about the kids and like sharing stories. And like it's just like a good time.
It's bonding.
Yeah, it is bonding for sure. And like, I don't know. It's just something about these weekends just like make me remember like why I love them, because I feel like it's so easy to connect with people. It's so, these weekends are so, like, it gives me, like, camp vibes. Like, they're so unplugged. You have, like, a common bond to, like, share immediately off the bat to, like, talk about. And it's just, like, getting to know people genuinely for, like, who they are. And, like, it's just, like, a good time.
Yeah.
And then just along those lines, I don't know. I just felt like this week I just felt a lot of love, a lot of compliments, a lot of, like, just fun times and memories that I'm excited to continue. And like you know, I'm also staffing another teen convention in a few weeks, and like, you know, some of these weekends aren't paid, some are like the pay is like okay, but and like people would probably like think it's crazy of me to like do this, but I mean, first of all, I'm a college graduate with like most of my friends, a lot of them at least, that aren't home. So, like, I feel like I do have the time and opportunity to do these kinds of weekends. And then also, I just, like, actually like them. So, like, I don't – I mean, some people prefer to spend their time, like, going to bars or, like, doing one activity. And, like, I still like to do those things. But I guess my point being is, like, I'm doing something I enjoy. So, like, it shouldn't have – I shouldn't have to be explained, you know, to other people.
Oh, are people questioning it?
I don't know. They're like, why would you do that? I don't know.
Oh, well. I don't know, because your mother is me and I've taught you these things.
Maybe. Yeah, just like, I don't know, just gives me like good vibes all around. And like, it's, I have such a passion for like teen leadership. And like, I see that in my experiences at camp and in BBYO and all of that stuff. And like, it just makes me like happy to like see people come out of their shells and like be themselves in a place, like in a place, you know, because I think these kinds of experiences give people like that an opportunity, like, you know, to grow and like be who they are, and otherwise they may not have had that experience otherwise. So yeah, it's awesome.
All right, and my highlight of the week was, guys, Corey and I finished Yellowstone. Woo woo.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Such Thank a big God. deal. Yeah, you don't have to get creeped out by it, but it was really good. Highly recommend it. So that was fun, just Corey and I time. And we had a good time together. And then also, we were so excited, Lauren, last week on Wednesday when we watched the ending of The Amazing Race.
Oh, my God. Amazing. I was, like, bummed because of this weekend, I had to go on a call about, like, information. And so I didn't even get to, like, really, like, finish watching the finale with you guys in real time, which was, like, kind of a bummer. But it was so good.
Yeah, and Kim and Penn Holderness.
We love.
I don't know if you guys, anybody has ever seen any of their YouTube videos or whatever, on follow them on social media, but they are like the king and queen of like taking a good song and making a parody, and they're just the cutest. They're such a great couple, and I am so into them and just like love them. I feel like
you could be friends with them, Mom.
I know, like Dad and I have actually talked about it, except he said that he looks too tall to be friends with. That Penn would be too tall for Dad to be friends with. But actually, they're just like so fun, and I don't know. I think they're just like good people. I mean, yes, they're a little bit more like on a religious side, like a different religion and whatever. Like I think I heard him telling that he like teaches Sunday school, but like good, because it's the kind of person that I am. Like,
true,
you know. Except
they for seem like people religion. That like want to have like diverse and like different kinds of people in their lives. Not that you were like diverse, but I just mean like. Yeah. Different walks of life.
Yeah, you know? They're cool. Maybe we should like reach out to them and like become their friends.
You should. I would love to see that for you.
So I loved it. I don't know. That was just a real fun time. Feel good. It was a highlight of the week. Okay. So in honor of today, Lauren, is International Women's Day. And being that it's International Women's Day, we want to celebrate women who have made a difference for us personally, and also just like people that are icons that we totally like think the world of and stan, and talk about it a little bit. And so we're going to get into that topic. And I think it would be interesting to talk about, like, because this is always like focused in on the generational like differences in terms of like people that we're into. Some there are definitely overlaps, but like I'm going to take us back old school and talk about some of the people that I like grew up being into. And then, you know, you're going to follow up with like people that were influences like in your life. So, yeah.
So I have a, can I like ask a question for you to like start off and get your brain like thinking about this a little bit more?
Yes, please do.
So like going off the generation like aspect of that, I feel like over the last like years, I mean like long length of time, but I feel like feminism and like girl power, like as I've gotten older, has like become more of like a thing. And like obviously we're still always fighting like misogyny and like just like things like the wage gap and like just
the old boys club.
Yeah, the old boys club, just like things like that. But I'm just curious, like in your experiences growing up, like were like how like get, I would love to hear examples, or like if even if maybe they weren't existent, but like what were your early experiences growing up with, like, I guess this is kind of like people, but also just like in general, like
I think strong. There was just a lot of stereotypes around like girls can't like play sports. Are like it was a lot.
And yeah.
Like my age group was definitely gender, like gender roles were like set as you would imagine them. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there were times when like men, they didn't clean up after the dinner table. Yeah. And, you know, they would just like get up and like the woman cleans up after dinner. Like, so that was a big deal. Like, I think in a lot of households, you know, the husbands were the breadwinners and they came home and they did the work and the women stayed home. You know, I know that from generations of in my family, although like on my dad's side, my grandmother had a job and my grandfather had a job. They both earned money and whatnot. And my grandmother, like Minima, my mom's side, like she didn't work. I mean, she helped him in his business, mm-hmm. but she really was like a homemaker, raised the family, et cetera. And like was on, you know, volunteered in a bunch of organizations and all of that kind of stuff. But wasn't somebody that like went to work a 9-to-5 kind of a job.
Mm-hmm.
And then just everything like in terms of socialization. I mean, I played with dolls. I played with Barbie dolls. I put on a play, like, you know, I did all of the girly-ish kind of things that you would think. I wasn't like somebody that I wanted to be into sports because my dad was into sports. So I'd be like, yeah, sports is my life. And I was like into like watching the Bears because they were like really big team, you know, with the Super Bowl shuffle. And like when the Cubs were like big, and I would go to a baseball game with my dad and like those kinds of things. And then got into the Bulls when they were like making it big in the 90s. But I was not someone that necessarily would like play sports or be confident playing sports in the same way that like you may have joined a basketball or like tried out for the basketball team. You did. You were on the basketball True. Team.
But like, I don't know if I necessarily felt like confident in sports all the time.
You Maybe did. At a I younger think age. You did. Cause like you were kind of scrappy, like, you know, on the basketball court a little bit. And you also like signed up for baseball and did baseball when you were little and like soccer and all those kinds of things. I never was on any kind of team like that.
You played you know? Golf.
I did, but that was like much later, and that was in high school, and I really like tried it because I thought, okay, well, maybe I'll try this for like, and it was like the fall sport of freshman year. Like that's about it. So I didn't really have that kind of confidence. I'm not saying that there weren't athletic girls in my school or going to school or whatever, but it just was the typical gender like stereotypes in terms of schooling and, you know, not a lot of confidence around those things. And for sure, like in my generation, it wasn't big for like women to be like into computers or science or math or those kinds of things, it's growing a lot more nowadays. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have friends that those were their majors, but like it wasn't like that when I was growing up, and even less so like when Mima was, you know, coming up and growing up. I mean, mm-hmm. she did have a job, but it was much older. Like I was already like in fifth grade or something when she got a job. Mm-hmm. So it was like a very different thing. You've grown up and I've always worked really your whole life.
Yeah.
So different kinds of things. I mean,
like
things.
Stay-at-home dads even now are like still not very like common, you know?
Yeah, but there's a lot more of them.
For sure than there ever was. It was like taboo.
Right, right. And I think that, you know, shows a lot of growth and, you know, women can, you know, be the breadwinners of their households and we have a whole different kind of thing happening here, although there's still a, you know, different pay gap and all of those kinds of things. We're still working towards equal pay and equal, you know, rights in the workplace. And I think in a lot of fields, it's still dominated by males in terms of like the boardrooms and different things like that, which is a shame. And, you know, we're still working towards, you know, a better world. But, you know, those were some of the things that I would share in terms of like my insight back to what I remember, memories of growing up and all that kind of stuff. So awesome. How do you feel it's a difference in terms of like, I mean, obvious,
I mean, it is obvious, but like I would say that like I think it became like more of like an overt topic like as I got older, like into high school and stuff. But like I don't know, something that popped into my head and kind of made me ask this question was because I thought back to like when I was in elementary school and I was in this after school club called like Girls Club, and it was like we'd meet and like we just did like girly things. Like I remember we did like one time we made like puppy chow. We like made like a little dessert, or we would like, you know, I'm getting it mixed up with scrapbooking because that was like one of the other like after school things I was in, but I don't think we scrapbooked. But like we did like scavenger hunts and like we played games, and I don't know, it was just like it was like a girl exclusive kind of club. I don't know if there was like a boys
club. How do you
club.
Feel about that girls club?
Well, at the time I liked it because it was like all these girls that I thought were like cool or like some of my friends, and we like did it together, and like I thought it was fun. Looking back, I maybe think our world is like in a different place where like things would be more like gender inclusive as opposed to like gender like separated. But I do think that the intent at the time in like 2006 or 2007 like was meant to like be like girl power, like we're gonna have this club and like girls feel like they have a place and they can just like hang out with other girls. I don't know, but I think that we've like evolved beyond that. But that's like the first time I remember like this is like a thing, like because I'm a girl, like I get to be in this thing. Mm-hmm. And like I don't know, things started getting like more introduced as I got older. I remember in middle school I did like a wax museum project on like Gloria Steinem. I couldn't tell you like much about her now, like in specifics. I know like she did a lot for the women's movement and like the 70s and stuff, but I would say like, I mean, literally,
like, she's the face of feminism
for sure. Yeah. So like that comes to mind, and then I would say like through high school and then like into now, I would say like it's become more of just like a thing that people are talking about, and it's just like, you know, a thing to say that you're like a feminist or you believe in like equal rights, and like I don't know, it oftentimes does get kind of like political, which is like upsetting in my opinion because they feel like that's just like fundamental and like everything should be equal. But I think that we're constantly like, even how much progress that we make, we're constantly still like fighting certain things that, you know, and undoing a lot of misogyny in both men and women that I think will probably take some time to like repair still, though we have come a very long way.
Yeah, I mean, even in the 70s, like, remember I was really into Free to Be You and Me, and that was like all these songs and movies and like little clips and videos and a book that I like still have on my shelf and written and all these pieces that were shared. Marlo Thomas was really inspirational with it. Shel Silverstein wrote something in that book, all of these different things. And it's really about equal opportunities and Brent and like, you know, free to be you and me, free to be yourself. Doesn't have to be like, you know, you can enjoy baking if you're a man. You can like, there's a whole song about it's all right to cry, that it's okay that boys can cry. Like, you know, that they don't have to be so tough and whatever. Yeah. And all of those things are, it's such important messages. And we're still looking at it and fighting it.
I think a lot of it is language. It comes down to that. Like terms, like I remember, I think this was in college. I went to some like, I think it was like a sexual like abuse and harassment kind of training that I went to for like points for the sorority. But I have this memory of like we made this like chart and it was like there's a list of like adjectives and like you would have to understand where you think it goes, like boy or girl. And like for most people it's very clear like which terms went where. And I think like in a lot of people's heads they like acknowledge the fact that like those terms don't need to apply to a specific gender. But I think the work and like the actions and the doing and the saying of those things, like in specific like real life instances, has not yet been accomplished. Like I feel like a lot of times you hear language about like women being like, oh, like she's so outspoken or like,
right. You know, and it's a negative quality.
And it's a negative connotation. But if a boy like is determined and gets like, leader, like, you'll say, yeah, you'll use words right? Like, yeah, like there's such a, you know, whatever yeah. it is. And I think like they're really doing the same things, but the way that people say it and like talk about it gets like misconstrued and like applied to certain like, or like people will call boys if they're like sensitive. They'll be like, oh, you're such a,
right
blank word right. a p word or like you're so such a chicken or like right. a canary sorry, right I'm just I mean, using like Brady Bunch words but
right but it's so sissy. Upsetting right and yeah. it's so upsetting and like I mean I look at somebody like your brother who is like sweet and sensitive and kind and everything and like
but I also feel like he has a lot of like quote-unquote more like manly qualities of too of course you know?
But I mean but like that's what I'm he's saying. A perfect blend of all of those things
I agree and I feel like I have like a perfect blend of some of those things too. Like I have like more like, I guess, quote unquote, like masculine qualities, you know?
Right. But it's like in the, I mean, I know, you know, we're not going to get into this book maybe necessarily, but like you also read this book that I think I talked about for my, what I was into last week.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they talk about that a lot that like, these are just traits of a person. They don't have to be named masculine or feminine. People are so interested in putting people in a box and like defining everything when it's just mm-hmm. like they were saying, like, that's just Poppy. That's like how Poppy is. That's the name of the main character.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, they were saying like the husband was actually, I think, a stay-at-home husband, or he was an author. Sorry. He was an author and he was writing his book, but he could like care for the kids outside of like, and she was a doctor
mm-hmm.
and a scientist and all these things. And it was really well said on that. And I mean, I don't know. I think it really showcased that a lot.
For sure. I know we're like kind of straying away from what we were supposed uh-huh. to talk about, but which I think is okay. Cause I think we're like having right. a different kind of discussion, but that also reminds me a lot of this interview that I heard a few weeks ago with Call Her Daddy and Emma Chamberlain. And this was like Emma Chamberlain's like first, like, public like long interview like that. And for those who don't know who Emma Chamberlain is, she's a YouTuber. Well, she's kind of like moving away from that, but she got her start on YouTube and like she just posted these like really funny videos and like she like blew up so fast. And like now she's like, she ended up like dropping out of school and she like now she models for like Louis Vuitton and like does all these like insane things. And she literally like used to just make these like funny like YouTube videos of her like being stupid. And something that people really liked about her and like why she I think became so famous was because she was like a very much like didn't really put on an act for the camera. Like she would wear like sweatpants and like not wear a lot of makeup and just like be herself and like talk about like silly things and like be open about like her mental health and like just a bunch of different things. And a lot of people, like, would, as a result of that, like, question her sexuality and things like that because of the way that she dressed and, like, talked and looked. And she told a story about, like, this guy that she was dating at the time, which some people think is, was Ethan Dillon, but we don't know for sure. How, like, she would, like, comment, like, he would say things like, oh, like, I like you, like, however you want to be, you know? But then, like, when she would, like, try, and, like, one day she said, like, put jeans on and put some makeup on, and, like, he was, like, you're, like, you should do this more often, like, you're a totally new person or whatever. And, you know, it kind of, like, and then, like, her, his friends would ask her if, like, she was, like, was gay and, like, stuff like that, and, like, question her sexuality and, like, made her feel bad about herself and all of that. And, like, she said it's, like, taken her to now to realize, and, like, now I guess she's in a relationship with someone else, that, like, she can embrace, like, both, like, the feminine and masculine sides of her, and, like, it doesn't have to be, like, one or the other. And I just, like, found that to be, like, really interesting and inspiring, because, like, I don't think that it's always so clear-cut.
It's not. And it shouldn't have to be, and we shouldn't have to label it the masculine sides and the feminine sides. It's just, like, who you are and what you like to do, and we should accept those people for everything.
For sure. And, like, a lot of that also had to do with, like, her appearance and, like, how she would say, like, she didn't have, like, big boobs, or, like, she was born, or, like, her body type is, like, kind of more, like, she doesn't have a lot of curves and stuff like that. And, like, I think that also plays a big role in, like, that aspect too.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just gave me a lot to think about. I thought it was interesting.
So, okay, we were going to talk a little bit about some of the women that kind of have, like, shaped us into our...
Yeah, we can still do that.
Thinking. So, I, like... And we're going to... Should we start with the personal people?
Sure.
First? Okay. So, I am going to say that, you know, we are a very strong generations of women in our family. From my great grandmother, grandmother, my mom, and now you, Lauren, and I'm in there and too. and I think that there's just a lot of, you know, I would say that I have had such a close bond with all of those people that have come before, and they have taught me so many things. And I also want to say that I'm, like, so grateful that there were, you know, they just made me feel good about myself. Like, I felt like I was loved and cared for, and I could do, you know, something, and everyone is there cheering me on and in my corner, and, like, proud of everything that I did, even if it was, like, the littlest thing. And maybe they really were proud. I'm pretty sure they were, but, like, 'cause I know how it feels to be proud of somebody, like, you know, but it also just gave me confidence and, like, helped fuel me to go after things and try to become the person that I am today. So, you know, from, like, my mom being like, you know, you look great today, or I love what you're wearing, or whatever. And, like, just, like, such a little confidence boost and, like, a good feel good, you know? And sometimes, like, oh, this, like, you think, like, I'm looking in the mirror and I think I look hideous, but you're like, oh, you look great today. I love your outfit, or whatever. And those just kind of things, like, even if it's the smallest thing like that, it just gives you a little bit of a jolt and makes you feel good. So I would say that some of those parts, and, you know, just having those connections, obviously are, like, personally very important. And I don't think I would be who I am without all those generations of people, like, cheering for me. So.
Yeah. Well, obviously I will echo everything you just said. Especially, like, I mean, just because I didn't get to have them in my life as much as you, but, like, obviously you and Mima are just two of the most important people in my life and have taught me so much, and I just appreciate, like, all that you guys have done for me and the support you've given me, and just, like, like you said, it's, like, an unconditional love. Like, these people, you know, are always going to be in your corner and always celebrate everything you do. But I think, kind of going in this conversation, something that I feel like each of you, as well as Minima and Gigi, who, like, maybe I didn't, like, get to know, but just from like the stories that you guys have shared about them, I feel like what I've learned about all of those people and just like women in general is that like strong and supportive and just like the most amazing qualities about women like can all be different, and there's not one definition to them. I feel like you and Mima and Aunt Jerry and Aunt Stacy and just like everyone in my family, like all the women in my family are all very different in terms of like their personality and like their strong suits and everything about that. But I feel like everyone brings something so special and unique into my life and everyone else's. And I think it's just taught me that like being a powerful woman, like it doesn't have to be like what just like, I don't know, like I feel like you have this like picture in your head of like what you think it's supposed to be, and it can be, and it can be different than that, you know, it can be anything you really want it to be. And I don't know, it just is definitely inspiring. And I think sometimes people don't give themselves enough credit for like how strong they are and how like amazing they are.
Yeah, I love that. And I would say that too. And I'm lucky to have an amazing sister and, you know, a sister-in-law that like, just like you said, very different people, but like are totally amazing in their own right and what they do and who they are and what they bring to our lives. Mm-hmm. And then also I want to just say, like, I have some really good girlfriends that are like always there and in my corner, and people I work with that I've gotten to be super close with that are women that I'm so proud of that I like aspire to be like as well. So, you know, thankful for all of the different people that have come in and out in my life and are, you know, there as my, like my team. Yeah. So it's awesome. Yay. So that's it's on the personal note. We can't like,
yeah, I was also going to add on the personal note, like just a lot of the teachers I've had, camp counselors, thinking about people who like, I know I mentioned like PBYO already on this, even like the sorority too, like there's so many like people that I've looked up to in my life that have just like, I don't know, I think as a young kid I like loved to like idolize people that were older than me and like wanted to be like them when I grew up, and so I just wanted to like shout those people out too. I mean, it's too long to like mention every single person, but especially, I don't know, especially counselors and like leaders that I've seen in my life are just very inspiring to me.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. Okay, so I was going to also walk down a little bit of like a memory lane. Like I can remember being so obsessed with, you know, I loved music. So most of these people like are people that were like musical influences and played their music and like just looked so up to them. And I think there's some like common threads obviously in these people. But when I was really little, like Sonny and Cher was my favorite thing. And like, I wrote them a letter and I thought like Cher was like the coolest. And she's really, I mean, even now when you look at her, she's like stood the test of time in terms of like just being this iconic figure. And then also like Barbara Streisand, like, wow. She like Queen. Was, I think, you know, won like an Academy Award for like directing. It was like the first woman to like ever win an Academy Award, which is a big time thing. And she was mostly known for her music, but then like she was just like that kind of person that just like broke those barriers. And iconic, of course, Oprah Winfrey, like amazing force in the world. And, you know, then we look at this list and I'm like, okay, there's just like so many powerful people that we all like look up to and admire, and the list keeps growing. But those were some of the people like from my younger days that I would have said, like, I am like, so, you know, they motivate me. Who are some of yours?
So at a young age, so the first I'll say is like, not even from my generation, but I feel like I was such a Marsha Brady, like stan growing up. And I feel like that's because she was such like a strong woman. She did Women's Lib and she like went to do like the Frontier Scouts with like Greg and the boys. And like, that was just cool because she, I mean, like, I acknowledged at a young age when watching that, like, this was, like, 30 years ago and 30 plus, like, from when I watched it.
Yeah.
Now it's even longer, but how much, how influential I bet that was, like, for young girls watching at the time. And I was like, wow, this girl's, like, so cool. Another, like, group of people that comes to mind is, like, the Cheetah Girls, because I feel like they were, like, these, like, girls, and they even had a song called Girl Power, which I put on my story in honor of International Women's Day, and I, like, had a dance to it, and for my campers, my first summer at Apache, which was just, like, so full circle. But, like, they were, like, this group of, like, strong women, and they, like, you know, wanted to, like, get famous, and they traveled the world, and, you know, they went through some struggles as a group, but they always, you know, came back together, and that was just so inspiring. You know, Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus, like, I would say two people, but, like, okay, thinking about, like, that evolution, like, Hannah Montana, like, everyone idolized Hannah Montana growing up, like, the show in general, and, like, just thought, everyone thought it was so cool how, like, this girl, Miley, could just, like, live this double life and, like, have her dream. And I also thought it was, like, so mature that she, like, learned how to let it go eventually, you know, and, like, give it up. But, like, even thinking about Miley Cyrus in general as a person, like, I'm not, like, the biggest Miley Cyrus fan, but, like, I'm so in awe of her and her growth. Like, I feel like she's so, like, herself. And, you know, I know that, like, there was a period of time where, like, people were kind of, like, questioning, like, her, but, like, looking back, I feel like that was, like, such a wrong judgment to make, because, like, you can't, I mean, to place judgment on someone who, like, you can't even imagine what that experience would be like to, like, be, like, a Disney star. I mean, a lot of people have that in their life, you know, and they kind of, like, lost their way, but for her, like, seeing where she is now is just, like, really cool. I feel like that's it. Like, those are the only people that I, like, wrote down for, at a young age. But I do also want to mention Taylor Swift, which I'm sure you want to talk about too, because I feel like I've just grown up with her. Oh, and Beyonce as well. Like, love her. She's such an amazing, strong woman. But Taylor is just, like, I don't know. This could be a Taylor Swift episode, and we've done many of those, so we don't need to go into that.
We're looking forward to the next time.
We are looking forward to the next time. We just were saying that before we recorded. But, like, just, I don't know. I feel like she's overcome a lot of, like, adversity in terms of, like, her self-image and how – or not herself. Well, probably her self-image too, but, like, how others see her. And I think, like, now she's in a place where I feel like, you know, she's a pretty positive reception. But, like, I think it took a long time to, like, get to this place. And I don't know. I just think, like, the media is so, like, always scrutinizing of women – in particular, like, because of their choices, and so much more compared to men, and, like, thinking about the way that people talked about her dating history and her appearance and, like, her body, and I don't know, people do that to all women, but she's just an example that comes into my head because she's, like, someone I really look up to and, like, I'm obsessed with. But I don't know, I just think she's an amazing woman, and, like, I don't know, when I see her and her talk about her relationship with her mom, and, like, her, she has, like, this friend named Abigail that she's been friends with since she was, like, in high school, 15, and, like, they're still friends today, even though she's, like, you know, this mega star, and, like, her friend is just, like, this girl, you know? I don't know. She's just a really amazing girl, and, like, when you see things like that, you just remember that, like, all famous people are just like us.
Just like us. Taylor Swift. I'm gonna just give some shout outs to some of these other people that we wrote down on this list, mm-hmm. like, just because they're awesome women and we think of them and highlight them on a day like today. So Michelle Obama, powerhouse. We talked about Gloria Steinem. We will talk about RBG. Thank you so much for all you have contributed to our world. And we wish you were still on the Supreme Court. We talked about Oprah Winfrey. I've always been a Katie Couric fan, and, you know, really think she's just a great journalist and loved her from her days on Today. Brene Brown, guys, you know, hello, could I say any more than Brene Brown? She is amazing. Listen to her stuff, follow her, read her books, everything. She's everything. Kamala Harris, first woman of color, vice president of the United States of America.
Major glass ceiling shattered.
Yep. Hillary Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Need we say more? We also put down, like, Amanda Gorman. Like, wow, she's an up and coming, amazing. Read, you know, wrote the most, you know, writes the most beautiful prose, poems and prose. I don't know, can I say that? You know, just, I mean, the list is endless, obviously. I mean, I'm not going to, like, be able to name every single person that, like, we've looked up to or.
You can just go back to our, like, past episodes where we talk about people.
Yeah, but there's a lot like of the people. The Betches. We even, you know, still love our Oshry girls.
True.
Simone Biles we wrote down just as somebody that, like, not only is she this amazing gymnastics, like, wonder, but she also, you know, took care of herself and addressed, like, mental health and all of that and what she did this year with the, like, Olympics and, you know, just was very impressive. So
true.
Lots of women that we look up to and walk in their light. So yes. Amazing.
Thank you for paving the way and for all you continue to do. And of course, thank you, Mom, for being the most amazing woman in my life.
And Lauren, I can't wait to see all that you will do in your life to change the world of and make it a better place because you are in it.
Thanks, girl.
Love it. So, okay, women, go girl power.
Woohoo! Girl power. Girl power.
Throw your hands up if you know that you're a star. Okay. All right. Anyway, we are going to talk about what we're into for the week and give this podcast a big check mark, close it down. So I am into the TV show Euphoria, HBO. I know you're laughing. It is like, I don't know. I can't believe I'm watching it. It's a really, there's some major disturbing things, but the acting is like supreme. I mean, really.
It's really good. Zendaya, amazing.
Amazing. She should be on our women's list. She should be on our list. Because honestly, she's a powerhouse. She's really amazing. She doesn't even need a last name. She's true. Just like Zendaya. So it's not for everyone. Probably most of the people that listen to this podcast this show would not appeal to you. however, it's very unrealistic to be a high school merit, like to be taking place in the setting of a high school. Cause I can't imagine that any of the, things happen. Some things do, but like, it's just to a different level.
I don't know. It's kind of like, it's just like feels a little unnecessary. Like, I feel like college would have been like a better fit or like even after, cause all these people are like late 20s.
Yeah. So it's just like, they're playing these high school characters and the set and the things that is going on in their world in these high school is like not to be believed, but you also like, it gives you this like unsettled feeling to watch it. And yet I'm still mesmerized by it for some reason. Okay. So without further ado, what are you into?
I didn't write anything down because I really don't like have one. Like I said before, okay. I told you I didn't really have one, but I had one that was like saved for like when I didn't have one, but I feel like it didn't really apply this week because I wasn't home for it. But like, I guess I'll just say it anyways, because maybe like next week I'll have an actual one.
Then don't say it. Like, just be not into anything.
But like, I'm always into things. Like, I could say I'm just into the same things that I've been into.
Okay.
My comfy. My
she
dog.
She loves her comfy and she loves her dog.
My books. Yeah. My sleep. Going to workout classes.
Yeah.
Pajamas. My couch.
Very broad.
Limonadis, which I had today.
Ugh. All the good things.
Pokeball.
Crumble.
Which I also had
you guys
today.
Crumble.
Oh,
opened.
Actually, wait. Can I actually make that my one I'm into? Because.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I will. Because, well, first of all, Crumble finally opened the one in, I guess, I think it's technically Wheeling, but like basically Buffalo Grove. It's a little too close for us, but we love it and we're very excited that it's finally opened. And I actually am going to say this is my one I'm into because I'd had one of my like probably top five favorite cookies this week. And it probably would have been even better if I had it like right away after it like came out of the oven. But one of the flavors in this past week was hazelnut churro. So it's basically like a snickerdoodle kind of cookie. And then it was topped with like Nutella. And it was like the perfect, I don't know. I like a more like undercooked, like soft, gooey cookie. And this was like just that in the middle. It like was kind of like cookie doughy in the middle. And then it was like I heated it up, so I'm like, the Nutella like melted on the top, and it was just amazing. I would say go get it, but it's not the flavor anymore. So, you know, next time maybe you'll get it, but definitely go to Crumble. I know that some people are like, it's overrated.
Really?
Yes. I've seen reviews that have said it's overrated, but I just feel like the way that you have to go is like, you need to wait till it's like a list of flavors that like really call your name and like are things you're excited about, because like every week is different. So like, it might not be like your week, you know.
I mean? But can't you just like get one cookie and just be like,
yeah? But okay, the whole point really is good to like try the flavors of the week. Like, they always have chocolate chip, which is like, the chocolate chip one's like good. It's actually a good chocolate chip cookie, but like, that's not what like Crumble is about.
Yeah, this week you said it was all about cereal.
This week is like cereal week, and like there's like the Cinnamon Toast Crunch cookie that looks really good, Reese's Puffs, Fruity Pebbles. I don't know.
Guys, it's very good.
It's very good. So, it's like, I recommend to just, like, there was one week that I remember, like, sending to Dad. I'm like, Dad, like, this is your week. You know what I mean? So, like, I think it just depends. Actually, I feel like it was, like, his birthday week. It was, like, a good list of, like, Cory cookies. Crazy.
Well, maybe every January 4th will be that same thing.
No, they change that.
Okay. Well,
anyways, get your hands on some Crumble.
Right. You can pre-order them, or, like, I don't know. I don't want to give the secret away, but, like, go at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's true. I don't know. The cookies last. Like, I think we just had the last bite of one, and we got them on Saturday.
No, yeah. They stay pretty good. They stay pretty good.
Yeah, really good. All right. So we've kind of settled in everything. Like, we've talked about everything we possibly could. Remember,
we're like, oh, this episode's going to be like 25 minutes.
I know, but it's double that because we actually had a lot to say. And
it happens every time. Well, once we got going, we can't be stopped.
Don't give these women a microphone.
Never.
Anyway.
Especially you.
Exactly. Have a wonderful week. Take care of yourself and others. Follow us on all socials.
Yes. And tell a friend. Love you all. Bye.